Hello and welcome to United We Podcast, brought to you by the United Corpus Christi Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Al Arriola Jr., President and CEO. United We believe in the power of collaboration, the strength of advocacy, and the endless possibilities of growth. From advocating for local businesses to fostering growth opportunities, we're here to ignite conversations that matter. This is United We Podcast. I'm joined now by Devin Bakta, who is being honored tonight with the Henry Baldwin Award, very well-deserved award, sir. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me here.
Hey, so we're familiar with the history of our organization, Henry Baldwin was one of our first chairs. You were also a chair of the board. Do you want to share any fond memories from your time on the executive leadership?
So something I was touching on earlier today with some folks at my team, I was actually the first full-term chair of the United Corpus Christi Chamber. When we merged, our two chairs served about half a term each. It was about a year and a half, and so they split that. And so then the first full term, I was the chair of this chamber.
So technically, you're like the first chair.
That's what I would say. We'll put the asterisk by those guys, and I'll put a...
Well, how about that? So then Henry Baldwin, maybe we're going to have a Devin Bakta Award one day, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think I do know about that. I think, you know, you are... someone in the community that is a captain of industry, in your industry in particular, in hospitality. Do you want to share your experience in the market, why Corpus is so special to you, why you like doing business here?
I think I actually just was telling somebody, I was talking to Todd Hunter, And I was like, where else can you go to where you can talk to your congressman, you can talk to your mayor, you can talk to council people, you can really embrace all of your elected officials, heads of corporations, and this is one of those places where you can do that. And they're some of the biggest companies in the world. They may not be headquartered here, but an Exxon, a Valero, a lot of those kind of things, you can actually, you know, speak to people that are in charge of those places that you can't do in, you know,
in other markets. Well, in other markets too, their population is growing to where, I don't want to say they're losing identity, but I feel like the Texas of tomorrow is still thriving, where we're cognizant of regulations and cognizant of economic development, that we need to try to be mindful of initiatives in our community that can help build some assets in our town, right?
Yeah, we need to continue to embrace the business community, but at the same time, with tourism and quality of life issues, those need to be at the forefront of what we're trying to do. We've got a growing state. We need to make sure people are coming here and not just staying in what's perceived as a Texas triangle.
Right.
Our population growth shows that we're not growing, even though we're perceiving it. So we need to make sure that we're getting people to move down here and growing our economy like we should be.
Right. And you mentioned the commerce in our backyard, where, you know, there's industry and hospitality is a big staple in this community.
Definitely.
Can you share about some opportunities that you feel are in the market that we need to capitalize on, that maybe is the low hanging fruit?
Well, we're right in the middle of a huge construction project right here in downtown, and I think downtown is probably the most untapped market. I've looked at it for a long time, but there are a lot of restrictions here as far as some block deed restrictions on hotel development, some other areas, and to pick the right spot. And I think some of the things that we're talking about, we need to develop nodes and blocks on top of each other so that we're not just going into one place and then having to go three blocks to go to the next place.
Right. I think I know what you're saying, where we don't become a town of different towns, but that they're correct, interconnected somehow.
We want and I've heard the term nodal development, where you have a node of development here that has a culture and an identity, and then you've got another node, and you know, that's kind of the process we want to do. So the location that we picked downtown with the hotel, we feel you could step outside. Now you've got, with the Lomax family and other people, we've got already 10 restaurants, a few bars in the area, and so that hopefully will spur more development in the area, maybe more hotels, whatever it may be.
You mentioned Chairman Todd Hunter, and tonight we are celebrating a fabulous night in Corpus Christi, Texas. What do you think about the future of gaming in Texas?
That's an interesting question. So sitting on the state lodging board, we've been presented to by Sands Expo a couple of times, and the last vote was about the closest that it could ever get.
Right,
I think through the House, you're going to be okay. The Senate is still going to be a problem. It's going to come from the northern part of the state. It's a certain group, and it's always going to be that group. So it's really a matter of three votes, I think, last time that they were waived. So if it happens, it happens. It's very close. But also, if it does happen, there are many companies in there that have their own vision on how to go about it once that legislation passes.
Well, I think we're going to have our thoughts on that too, right?
Definitely. We've got a powerful force here with us locally.
We sure do. Shout out Todd Hunter. Well, okay, I'm going to let you go have some fun, but we're going to celebrate you tonight and go have some fun with our members, and we'll see you here shortly.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so now we're here on the red carpet, and we are with one of our honorees of the night, Leah Olivari. Leah, we're so excited to celebrate you as the Military Champion of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you, Al.
It's very well deserved. We were bragging about you a little while ago on the podcast. Amy was. Why is the military so important? Beyond this community, it obviously seems important to you as well. Why is it so important?
Well, it's a 30% of our economy.
Oh, so. You could touch on the community, but you have such a genuine pride in it, too. What's the story?
Really respect those people that give their time and their lives to protect us.
Yes, ma'am. So right now we're super excited about what's happening with the momentum with Sinatra House and the project.
Right.
Do you want to share why that's so important to get this done?
Well, Sinatra, which is the training wing for the whole military, is absolutely essential. It's kind of the linchpin of our base and our activities. So keeping Sinatra in Corpus Christi is important to us. It's important to Kingsville. It really puts us on the map with the Navy.
And the auxiliary jobs, people just assume, oh, you're getting an Admiral's house. There's hundreds of jobs tied to the Admiral being here?
Plus, it's tied to the Navy training, and then that gets tied to the Army Depot. It's more than that.
Yeah. You've been on the task force for quite some time, yeah?
Yes.
So you want to tell us the history? Never mind the history. Let's get your mic a little closer. Never mind the history, but why it's so important that we stay organized with a committee like that, with an organized presence like that. Just share why it's important.
Well, I think it's obviously a protection of the bases themselves and keeping our eyes open for something that might lead to our reduction or demise. It's a very competitive market out there. I think we've done a great job. Things like Flags for Heroes and all the things that go on with the USO, the Lexington, what y'all do at the Chamber, just to tell the folks out there that we really appreciate them and that they're members of our community when they're here.
Absolutely.
And we hope they come back.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Well, Leah, I want to let you celebrate. Tonight's about you too. So go have some fun.
I just want to really say that this really goes to a lot of people who helped with this project, including the members of the task force, the chamber, the city who helped fund it, along with the port and City of Kingsville.
You stepped up big. It's that synergy and energy. It's almost like somebody's got to really put their first step forward, and that got done. So.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, but it was really deserved by a group of people.
So. Absolutely. Okay, Leah, thank you. Thank you so much. Once again, here on the red carpet, I am joined by Cindy Lopez Barrera. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. Good evening.
You certainly got the assignment down well. Look at that outfit.
Is this Scream Ocean?
Uh-huh.
Does it Scream Ocean?
Danny Ocean, very much.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're excited about tonight. I am. What are you looking forward to the most?
I would have to say the awards, recognizing our incredible honorees. So special.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that.
Any award in particular?
Perhaps.
No, go ahead and brag. Oh, yeah.
Well,
share.
Being a woman and a Latina,
mm-hmm.
It's incredibly special to honor Judith Talavera, who is receiving the Dora Mirabal Severa Award. So just very special, and she's incredibly deserving. She has inspired me from the moment that she moved to Corpus. And so it's not only special that she's receiving the honor, but the fact that I get to introduce her tonight, I'm thrilled.
She's one of those captains of industry, so to speak, but so soft-spoken that you would, unassuming, I guess is the word, right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
And, as you get to know Judith, you instantly recognize how incredibly intelligent she is. Her work ethic is unparalleled. I mean, it is no surprise that she has the highest position at AEP Texas. And she worked her way up. Her story is incredible. And She's a very humble woman on top of all of that.
Absolutely. Well, another humble woman, I would also say, is you. You've been serving on our executive board. You're now, again, chair-elect. Is there anything you're looking forward to in this year to come?
If I can be honest, the momentum that we have started building in the last year, watching Amy and the new heights that she will lead our organization to, along with your leadership, I think it's going to make the transition for me so easy. And, you know, just continue to fill those big shoes, because we have had excellent leadership on our board for forever. So yeah. It's a little intimidating. But again, there's a great a foundation, and the groundwork is there.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared that. That saying, if we can see, perhaps if we can see a little further right now, it's because of the shoulders that we're standing on
Absolutely.
Today. And so the history of this organization and the two organizations coming together, and now as the United Chamber, what are you looking forward to as far as the family, the chamber family in general? What are some exciting initiatives that you think can bring us back together?
You know, the board members that we have are so energized.
They really are.
And we brought a lot of new board members on this year, just having come through our strategic planning session. I'm just so happy to see that they're willing to get in and do the work.
Right.
And so our committees have taken a life of their own over the last year, and I think those are going to continue to excel. And they're building a lot of momentum, not just among our board, but among the community. We have a lot of involvement, great attendance. And so I just see these committees really bringing some, you know, just new life to
new
to
life, new ideas, new energy. And a lot of the officers have taken some of those recommendations seriously that we put into action quite fast, and some positive results that we're seeing happen.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. Cindy, I want to let you go have some fun.
Thank
okay.
You.
So go ahead and mix and mingle with our members, and I'll see you on the stage later.
All right. Can't wait. Thank you.
I am here with Moses Mastagasi. Moses, thank you for joining us, and thank you for being on our board of directors. You're newly elected. What do you think about it?
It's awesome. It's an honor. I appreciate being here.
Well, it's an honor to have you. What do you think so far? You were pretty, you had a lot of insights, great thoughts at our retreat. What are you looking forward to in 2024?
The growth of Corpus, to bring a lot of great things to not only the larger businesses in town, but the smaller businesses in town, and really just bringing insight to all the positives that are coming to Corpus and trying to expand on those. I'm one of those guys who likes to lead forward than think backwards.
Right. You're looking for opportunity versus challenges, or challenges can be opportunities.
Actually, challenges are great. Challenges lead to opportunities. I like to go through every challenge. Yep.
And so you are in the, I want to say, real estate development business, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a land developer. I was a builder for 20 years in the city of Corpus Christi, born and raised, and now we're doing land development. Well, we've been doing land development, but we're going to focus more on commercial and residential land.
So, and I'm sure throughout the years you've seen the full gamut and spectrum of changes and inflation and the challenges that come to your market. What do you think is pretty special and unique about the Coastal Bend market in particular?
Corpus is the last nice gem in Texas, right? I mean, you've got Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Houston, where, you know, population has grown substantially, and now Corpus is really on the rise. You know, we've got the port, we've got a lot of industry coming, but, you know, the diversity and jobs and stuff that are also coming to the Corpus area is great.
So. Well, you talked about some of those other communities, a lot of folks with, especially when you talk about commercial and real estate development, a lot of them kind of got Disney-fied, where they all kind of look the same a little bit. We're staying unique and true to ourselves. What do you think going forward we need to really focus in on to kind of keep that Texas of tomorrow vibe?
Well, we got to remember we're by the coast. When you're by the coast, there's a lot of different opportunities. There you go. That's the guy we need to bring all those businesses here.
And visitors, yeah.
No, at the end of the day, Corpus has a lot of unique things. We got to take advantage of our biggest asset, which is our water, our coast. You know, we do have challenges because obviously we deal with windstorm and those things here by the coast. But, you know, we've got a very unique city and a very diverse city. And it's time to kind of tap into some of those things that haven't been tapped into.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to let you have some fun. So go celebrate with the rest of our members, and
awesome.
We'll see you here shortly.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Here on the red carpet now, I'm with Phil Ritley, who is outgoing from our board of directors. Phil, how long had you served on our board?
I think it was close to 6 years.
Maybe a little closer. Yeah, it was 6 years. So it's two terms. And so thank you for all your service throughout the years. It's been 6 years. What are some observations you've seen with the growth of the organization and where we are today? And
The growth in the organization has just been amazing. Growth in membership, growth in just kind of community involvement from the members. When I first came on the finance committee, you know, we were really struggling. And I think the merger with the Hispanic Chamber and then all the growth that followed from that has just been remarkable to see.
Well, you let's get your mic a little closer to you. I also talked about, well, let me give you guys a shout out. You're on a finance committee also, and your bank, American Bank, is a community staple, a true organization that really values the Corpus Christi community. Do you want to brag a little bit about American Bank?
I don't really want to brag about American Bank. We try and be humble, but you know, I think like all community banks, we are very interested in supporting the community as best we can, even outside of normal banking channels. And so we absolutely recognize the value that the chamber brings, giving business owners, you know, advocacy, representation at the state level, at the federal level. I mean, that's important to us and to the community. And we realize what a valuable service the chamber provides. So we're happy. So we're very happy to support.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because you gave not only your time and your energy, but 6 years. 6 years is a long time to devote to anything, right? And so thank you for your service throughout the 6 years. Your consistency in it, your care for it. Thank you for caring about this chamber.
Was really glad and appreciative to have had the opportunity.
Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise for you too much, but here on the cocktail reception hour, we do have a gift that we're going to be giving you here shortly.
Okay,
and so, I won't spoil you, but I want to thank you here on the red carpet for your service, and thank you for joining us here today.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.